morning, friends. Time again for Moments of Melody. No distant Lord have I, loving afar to be. Made flesh for me, he cannot rest, until he rests in me. I envy not the 12, nearer to me is he. The life he once lived here on earth, he lives again in me. I need not journey far, this precious friend to see. Companionship is always mine, he makes his home with me. Ascended unto heaven, my witness there to be. His witness here am I, because his Spirit dwells in me. I invite you to pause for a few moments as we read from the Sacred Scriptures. We're continuing our reading in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. It was on the next day that the Lord Jesus came down from the mountain, and there met a great multitude. And now from the midst of this multitude a man cried out, "I entreat thee, Master, look with favor upon my son. He is my only child. There are times when a spirit seizes upon him, making him cry out suddenly, and throws him into a convulsion, foaming at the mouth. And then it goes away, but only with a pang which lacerates him. And I entreated thy disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "Ah, faithless and misguided generation, how long must I be with you? How long must I bear with you? Bring thy son here." And even as the boy was on his way, the devil threw him down in a convulsion. But Jesus checked the unclean spirit and cured the boy and gave him to his father, so that all were amazed at this great evidence of God's power. And while men were yet wondering all that Jesus had done, he said to his disciples, "Remember this well. The Son of Man is soon to be betrayed into the hands of men." But they could not understand what he said. It was hidden from them, so that they could not perceive the meaning of it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying of his. But Jesus checked the unclean spirit. He has power over all. Over all the unclean spirits, the demons, yes, the devil himself. No matter what power Satan has over you today, the Lord Jesus can break that power. Call upon him for salvation and help.